Welcome to Be Your Own Rescue podcast. I'm your host, Sabrina Miller. And today's topic is talking about Miss Eartha Kitt. She was very talented. Played in I don't know how many movies. Very funny. Loved her in Boomerang. But you know, you just never know how much a person can be in pain. You know, you can see people on TV and they just smiling, you know, and they just wealthy and dress nice, present their words, you know, in a way that we think, you know, oh, I want to be that way. But we never think to ourselves how much pain a person could be in. And it's well proven now that just because you have everything going for you, one thing that you want, you can't give, you can't have. Sometimes we just want to be loved. Sometimes we don't know what that love is because we wasn't taught the type of love that we needed for ourselves. So then we begin to take any type of love that come our way that we think are love, but has nothing to do with love. You know, and she was doing an interview. It was 1989, and she was talking about her life. And Eartha says that a man has always wanted to lay her down, but he never wanted to pick her up. And the man that did have real love for her and affection, the ones who never touched her. The man's in her life, that came in her life, that wanted just to talk to her, had more love and more affection and more respect for her than compared to the ones who just wanted to lay her down. So we have to be very careful. We have to realize that we are more powerful when we're standing on our toes than laying on our back. We have to be very, very careful. Just because you're beautiful, just because you're talented, does not mean good things are always going to come to you. You know, and that just stuck out to me. It's like, you know, you could see the pain in her eyes. You can hear it in her voice, you know. And I saw sadness. I saw sadness, you know. And so I think that we have to learn to unlearn bad company so we won't turn into bad company. Because sometimes we can be around bad company so much that we turn into what we have been around. You know, we have to let our thoughts, our pain be appreciated in ways that wasn't appreciated. So you have to let yourself be appreciated in ways, not in ways where people tell you that you can only be appreciated, in ways that you have never experienced. Holding your head up. Speaking, smiling, conversation, time to yourself, time to come down, look in the mirror, ask yourself who you are, not what someone told you who you are. Love what you see, even if you don't like it, love it, get to know it. Understand that you was not in charge of how you look, but you are in charge of how you feel about how you look. And so we have to appreciate the small things in life. You know how, like, you're never happy unless something big happened to you. But something big doesn't last long. But something small lasts long. And you know why I say that? Because I can grow into something small and I can keep growing. But growing up in something big, there is a stopping point. Now, I'm not saying that just because you are up there, and I'm not telling you that you shouldn't be appreciative where you are. But what I'm trying to say is that people don't really appreciate you, whether it's small or big. But when you get big, you know, isn't it amazing when you start out doing something for yourself and nobody wants to help you? Nobody wants to help you. But as soon as you get where you want to be, oh, here, everybody come in with the comments, telling you what to say, when to say, and how to say it. But they wasn't there when you were struggling. But now they want to struggle when you don't have to struggle. But in reality, I'm still struggling. Because for one, I'm a human being. And I'm going to make mistakes. And I need you to know that you are a human being. And that you're going to make mistakes. You know, and I just, you know, I just don't want to talk about that. Because, you know, a lot of us are not appreciated. And a lot of us don't appreciate ourselves. And that's another thing. We don't appreciate ourselves. So how can we sit and think that somebody else is going to appreciate you? Because at the end of the day, you got to be everything that person may stop being for you if they think you're getting a little too much of yourself or you feeling yourself. Why am I not supposed to feel myself? Now, I'm not supposed to think I'm better than the next individual, but I am supposed to be full of myself. I am. Because when you leave me, and when you gone, I still gotta lift myself up. We still gotta lift ourselves up regardless. It don't matter where you are in the hood, the suburbans, wherever you are, you still got to lift yourself up. Just because you are in a nice neighborhood, don't mean that there are not bad tracks. Don't mean that there are not mean words. Don't mean that you're not going to struggle. Because you are. You're going to struggle more because you got to keep up what you got. So stop downing people because what they got, you may think it's less. But see, but when I look at you and what you got, I'm like, I'm stress-free a little bit. I ain't gotta sit here and pretend like I got it going on. Now the difference between who have it and who don't, the ones who don't have it sometimes, they pretend that they have it. And the ones who got it, they gotta keep that up. They gotta act like they're happy all the time when they're not. See, because one thing, when you come up out of a nice home, a nice neighborhood, oh, it looks good. Oh, hey, Miss Jones, hey, Miss Elizabeth, how you doing? Oh, I'm doing fine. Oh, that's good. But they just don't know. I just came out of my house crying. They just don't know that I was on my knees praying. They don't know that I'm really cracking up. I'm losing it. Because sometimes we just want to see what we want to see. And that's why I ask people now. When I ask them, I say, how are you doing? And they say, I'm fine. And I say, how are you really doing? Sometimes they may tell you, sometimes they may not. Then they may add a little bit more. Because we were taught to say we were fine when we wasn't fine. And that's another thing. If you are not fine, just say, I'm not doing good. But I'm here. Or just say whatever you want to say. But what I'm trying to say, admit how you feel. Admit it. Because you give somebody else that blessing to admit that they're not feeling good that day. And if people are not feeling that good, let people sit in their emotions. Stop always trying to get people out of their emotion. Some people need to sit in their emotions to know how it feels to sit in their emotions. Then they know. And it's not so important that you let them sit, but it's also important that they sit and they figure it out for themselves, because you're not always going to be there for them to figure it out. You're not always going to be there for them. So it is best for you to allow people, I don't care, children, let them sit in their emotion. If they're feeling emotional, if they feel like they're crying or whatever, I'm going to let you sit and I'm going to let you think about what you need to think about. whether they acknowledge what you're saying, but what they will acknowledge, especially for a children or a child, whatever, teenager, you let them sit there and acknowledge their emotions. Not only that, you let them sit there without fussing at them. You let them sit there, oh, I must really matter. Well, my mom let me sit in my emotions. What? Yeah, my mom let me sit in my emotions. She let me think about what I need to think about. Oh, I don't get to do that. What does that feel like? Oh, well, sometimes it's scary. Sometimes I don't even know. You know, but the point when I'm sitting there, because one thing we have to realize is that when that person is sitting in their emotion, whether they understand it or not, they're sitting. They're not nervous. They're not anxious. They're just sitting there and they're calm. So you giving them a blessing to sit there and allow their emotions, their brain waves, their thoughts. You allowing them to sit there. That's the most precious blessing that you can give a human being. The most precious. So let people sit in their thoughts. And if a person feels some way that, you know, oh, I'm tired, you know, you're most beautiful where I don't feel beautiful. You know, let them sit there in those emotions. Now, I'm not saying that you shouldn't, you know, try to lift them up, but they need to know how they feel and they need to solve their emotions. That's all I'm saying. They need to know. So when they come across somebody else that don't know what somebody else allowed for them to know and feel, they can be that blessing for that person that don't know. Well, I don't know how that feel to sit there and be quiet. Okay, well, let's do it. And even if they have a hard time struggling to do it, we got this, you know, and don't beat yourself up. And if you do, it's all right. Because we have to understand that a person was a certain way because of another person that had them that way. So just like we have to allow other people to do what they need to do, we have to allow that person to be where they are until they can be where they need to be. You know? And sometimes love and appreciation isn't in a touch. But how you choose my heart and my pain and my most craziest day where I don't know how I got here. We can be in a moment by just listening to each other, sitting down, having a random conversation between two human beings. Let's be more than what someone told you that you can offer them. Let's be the opposite of what someone truly needs and never have thought of. Let's be the opposite of what somebody told you what you need and what you really need. Because sometimes what people tell you you need, you don't need that. That's what they want. That's not what you need. But because you don't know you. See, that's why I say we all get mixed messages. Always we get mixed messages. Sometimes stuff people telling us has nothing to do with us. And I know I didn't say that in plenty of videos. And that's just fine. That's just fine. Because sometimes it's all right to say things that you said in another video. Because one reason I say it is that maybe somebody didn't like that other video that I said it in. But maybe this person come across this video and they'll say, oh, okay. Well, I never heard it that way. You know? Well, I think that's good. So, I'm going to close this video up. I'm going to close it up. But when you come across this video, and when you listen to this video, and if you're walking, whatever you're doing, take your time listening to it. Hear my words. Hear what I'm saying. And think about what you need and what you didn't get and how you want to be treated compared to how you have been treated. Because everybody's a blessing. Doesn't matter where you live. Doesn't matter who you are. Doesn't matter what race, does it does not matter. We are all people and we all deserve love and we all want love. We just have to recognize, is it love or is it hate? And the love is written over hate. Because in reality, sometimes people don't want you to have love. People want you to have what somebody given to them. So you make sure that when somebody's in your life and somebody's giving you something, you make sure that's what you want out of your life, not they life, your life. Because you may not want that. So you have to be very careful when people are dropping nuggets. Because even though it sounds nice, it's just not nice for me. It may be nice for you. You know what I mean? So I'm in this. And always remember that you are at peace. I am at peace. I am not in pieces. And I am cool as a cucumber. You are cool. So that means whatever and wherever you were at that moment, your emotions, your nerves, your anger, your hostility is coming down. It's coming down. And even if you don't figure it out that day, eventually it will. It's going to take time. You didn't just get here. So don't expect for your issues and your problems just to change just because you say, I want to change. You have to keep on saying it. Keep on saying it. Keep saying to yourself, I want diversity. I want open-minded, open heart. I want empathy. I want willingness. I want kindness. I want patience. And I want grace. And always remember, what you want, you have got to do the same. You can't want and not do the same, because it's not going to work. And so I thank you, and I thank you for your appreciation and your time. And I hope you have a most beautiful day. Thank you very much.